Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hello, my name is Kim Friels, and I am reading today's devotional, Meditate on the Good, written by an anonymous member. It was a hot, muggy summer afternoon. Our small, inadequately insulated house didn't have air conditioning, and our preschooler had way more energy than I did. I don't remember what I said when my husband got home from a stressful job in an air-conditioned office, but to this day, I remember his response. We managed to smooth over the ripples that I had caused by whatever short-sighted thing I said, and he later pointed out that it seemed like what I spent time thinking about before he came home affected our initial interaction, which set the tone for the entire evening. I'm grateful for this wisdom, and since then I have seen the same principle play out many times in different situations. Who of us has not, after a difficult interaction, thought up a witty comeback or retort only to feel surprised when days or even weeks later, in a similar situation, we actually said it out loud? Those words weren't intended to see the light of day. It was just a thought. According to Lao Tzu, a 3rd-century Chinese philosopher, watch your thoughts, they become your words. Watch your words, they become your actions. Watch your actions, they become your habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. In this week's passage, Paul talks about how our thoughts shape who we become. James weighs in on this theme as well, pointing out the disproportionate importance of our words in determining our destiny by comparing the tongue to a horse bit, a ship's rudder, and a spark that sets off a forest fire. How do we become men and women of character? By focusing on the beginning of the progression from thoughts, words, and actions to destiny. By shaping and controlling our thoughts, what we choose to dwell on, we change the trajectory of our lives. The next time you find yourself ruminating or purposefully meditating, consider your train of thought. Is it true, accurate, appropriate, and honest? Is it honorable? Would this thought stand up and be a bright light? Is it reputable? Would I feel good about my kids thinking, saying, or doing the same thing? Does this thought represent who I want to be? Is it admirable, commendable, courteous, or gracious? If yes, then think about such things. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a blessed week.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.